I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. figures in today's GeoQuiz. The memorial statue of Dr. King was dedicated in Washington yesterday. It's not too far from where he delivered his I Have a Dream speech during the 1963 March on Washington. Dr. King wrote another of his memorable speeches while he was locked up in a Birmingham jail, and he wrote two others while visiting the Bahamas, his Nobel Prize acceptance speech and later his sanitation workers' speech. So today, we'd like you to name the westernmost district of the Bahamas. During Prohibition, it was a notorious safe haven for rum runners, and it was once home to another famous American, Ernest Hemingway. A big blue marlin caught near here is said to have inspired the old man in the sea. Martin Luther King Jr. visited this part of the Bahamas in 1964 and then again in 68. Can you name this westernmost district of the Bahamas? Give it a think. Give it a really short think, because we're going straight to the answer now. It is the district of Bimini. Ansel Saunders is a boat builder and fisherman in Bimini. His family's been living in this part of the Bahamas for five generations.
Great-great-grandfather, grandfather, father, they're all the boat builders. I'm in the fifth generation here. I'm Ansel Saunders, that's my name. The Saunders came from Scotland, it's an old English name. Three brothers, white men, of course, stopped in here and marry into the natives on this island. And that's how we began, the Saunders. People always ask me about Hemingway. I only know Hemingway because he lived next door to where we lived. And he had two boys of my age. That was way back in the 1930s. I've met great people because of fishing. I met Joe Namath, King of the Crop, was meeting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. being here twice. In 1964 to write the Nobel Prize acceptance speech, and again in 68 to write the sanitation workers' speech. Knowing that he was going to die, he knew he was going to die. They just ran him out of Memphis. They told him if he come back, they're going to kill him. He wrote the sanitation workers' speech, and then on the end of it, he wrote his eulogy. And all this happened 3 days before he died. He came here because Adam Clayton Powell lived down here. Adam Clayton Powell was a congressman out of New York. Powell's invited him for dinner. And when it was time for dinner, Dr. King was served first. And Dr. King looked around and he saw there was only 8 seats to the table, 14 people there. How that's going to work? He took his dinner and he sat on the floor. We all sat on the floor. Nobody sat to the table. In 68, this is a different time, knowing that he's going to die. He had a different look on his face. Now, when we went over to, I call it now, the Holy Grounds, it's a place up there where I carry people. When we reached here, we tied up the boat. Some birds was overhead. Snap was running under the mango roots. And Dr. King with tears rolling down his cheeks. He looked up and he said, there's so much life, there's so much life all around us. He said, Ansel, what you do when you have people in a boat that see all this life and not believe in God, what you say to them? He looked up and he said, I believe now more than ever in the existence of God. He said, over my head, I see freedom in the air. There must be a God somewhere. I just know that there is a God somewhere. He said, Ansel, it made me feel so close to heaven. I feel as though I could almost reach out and touch the face of God.
That is Ansel Saunders on North Bimini Island in the Bahamas, remembering the day when he took Martin Luther King Jr. out on his boat. Jake Warga sent us that postcard. Thanks, by the way, to our texting game players today. Paul in Anaheim, Dino in Miami, and Bridget in Rochester, Minnesota, all came up with the correct answer, which is, once again, Bimini. You, too, can play along. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866.